Did you see a lot of beards in your Facebook or Twitter feeds recently, along with a rather nasty suggestion about facial hair? Yes, I'm talking about the curious story of poop, and I'm saying this in quotes, in people's beards. Unpleasant as it may be, this story makes a great case study for the life cycle of science reporting gone bad. And joining us now to talk more is regular Pulse contributor SciCurious, Bethany Brookshire. She's a writer for Science News and Society for Science and the Public. Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
Where and how did this story start?
Oh, man, it was a small news station in Albuquerque. You know, news stations have a long and glorious history of sending people out to swab various surfaces for science to find bacteria on them, because nothing is quite so scary as finding bacteria on things. So they apparently sent one of their reporters out with a microbiologist and swabbed a few beards. And oh my goodness, there is bacteria in your facial hair, and some of it is similar to the bacteria that is found in your gastrointestinal tract, which means that, oh my goodness, some of that bacteria might be in your poop.
So, but then immediately it went from that to, hey, there's poop in your beard. And then the other headlines were, your beard is as dirty as a toilet. So how do we go from some bacteria to that?
Yeah, it's an amazing hype cycle. It was the combination of beards, which is something that are both popular right now and also something that everyone has an opinion on. And it's a combination of that and, you know, bacteria, which is scary, and bacteria found in feces, which is even scarier.
So you think people either kind of love or hate beards. So this was a perfect story right now?
In general, there's actually a couple of studies that have investigated what causes hype and what causes things to get media coverage and to go viral. There's actually a couple of small studies out there asking what goes viral. And the thing that goes viral are things that are emotionally salient, things that everyone has an opinion on and things that people want to be right about. And everyone has an opinion about beards, and everyone wants to believe their opinion is right.
But then almost instantly we started getting the kind of smackdown story. No, there is not, you know, fecal matter in your beard.
Yeah, and I actually think that's a great thing. I think that's one of the strong points of a lot of science communication now on the internet, is that there are so many people willing to say, no, it's not the same thing. There are bacteria in beards that are found in your gut, which means that they are found in your fecal matter. But if you're worried about that, just don't swab your phone.
How do those bacteria get into the beards?
Well, I mean, that's tough to say. Everyday life gets in your beard. You know, people touch their beards. And, you know, remember, these are bacteria that are found in your gut. So yes, they are, often those species are found, you know, in your feces, but they are also found in the areas of skin around that area, on skin in general. You know, bacteria are great travelers.
And Bethany, I guess this is also a problem, though, with more serious science studies, that sometimes science results have to be retracted, and we don't really hear about that, or there isn't much publicity attached to a study that maybe wasn't what it seemed at first.
Yes, that's very true. There's a lot of studies out there that get a lot of initial press, and then maybe there are corrections, or maybe they can't replicate, or maybe, you know, the story just turns out to be a lot more complex than people originally thought. You know, it's tough, but there's actually a great website out there for retractions in particular called Retraction Watch. And it's this great website that actually tracks scientific retractions and why things were retracted.
So if there is a study I'm finding interesting, I should also check if it's already been retracted potentially?
You know, retractions take a lot of time. They often take several years. So it's a pretty long turnaround time. But certainly, you know, see what really reputable science reporting sites are saying about the study. If they aren't covering it, that's one thing. If they are covering it and they have a lot of outside commenters, other scientists saying, you know, I don't know about this study, that's a red flag too.
And Bethany, how do studies get retracted?
It's a pretty long and complicated process, actually. You have to have someone make a complaint. They have to make a complaint to the journal about a specific thing. The journal then contacts the authors and says, hey, there's been a concern about this thing. There has to be proof that there has been an issue. So sometimes there's plagiarism, which is kind of easy to detect. Sometimes there are altered images. And you have to have proof that that happened. And proof can be pretty hard to come by. So it's a very, very long process. And a lot of papers don't ever really get retracted. But I also think it's important to point out, you know, this wasn't a scientific study. This will never be published as a scientific study. There are a couple studies published actually looking at bacterial presence on beards. And many of them have found that, yes, there's you can spray bacteria onto a beard and the beard will retain the bacteria that you spray onto it. If you wash it well, that helps. And, you know, there's other studies that have shown actually in hospital workers, they don't really have all that much bacteria on there. And most of it's probably not going to make someone sick. You know, how many times are doctors rubbing their beards on patients? I really hope that's not frequent.
All right. Bethany, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.